I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Jay, what was the general reaction of Chiefs fans a week ago tonight when they ended up trading up to the Bills to select Patrick Mahomes?
Thank you, Buffalo.
It wouldn't be a visit from Jay Binkley at our sister station, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, if we didn't bring up the reaction to the drafting of Patrick Mahomes in the 2017 draft. It's just always great getting you on with us, Jay. Appreciate your time, as always. How you been?
Good, man. How you guys been living?
Well, hey, we moved past Antonio Brown. We kind of got over that. But
what a joke that was. Well, he screwed you guys and the Steelers.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, right? I mean, it sets such a weird precedent for other players, other star players in the league. It's such an un-Steelers like move, right? Like you normally see the Steelers dictate terms to players, and to see a player stick it to the Steelers was refreshing. Was different.
Well, it took one team out of 32 to do it, and clearly that's the Raiders, because I'm not sure any other team would have done that. But whatever.
Jay, we want to start with what the Bills are getting in their new center. Now, the highest paid center in the league.
Yeah, how about that?
Mitch Morse.
Yeah, how about that? Mitch Morse, the highest paid center in the league. Very interesting from a guy that started 18 games the last 2 years. I mean, he's only started every game, and that was back in 2016. And he's a good player. I thought when he was drafted, they might have made a reach on him, and that's what we were talking about on draft night, that they drafted him in the second round when a lot of people had Mitch Morse as a fourth or fifth rounder. They saw something in him that a lot of other people didn't. This was a guy that had been bumped at the University of Missouri to the other side of the line when Evan Bain was the starting center at Missouri, but gladly did it, but he fit right in. And Alex Smith, I'll never forget, you know, he was praising Mitch Morse from his rookie year on, just about how professional he was and how easy it was to work with a center like Mitch Morse. But, you know, he gets hurt last year. They bring in a guy from Cleveland named Austin Ryder that had one career start when he backed up Cam Irving in Cleveland, tore his ACL. They signed him to a two-year contract. That's how much they thought of Mitch Morse, that this guy stepped right in with Patrick Mahomes and essentially did the same thing.
So that, I mean, that's, you had the replacement in place. Is that what this comes down to? I mean, is anybody upset in Kansas City that Morse didn't opt to come back to the Chiefs?
No, not at all. I mean, there was a little bit the center before him. This Rodney Hudson ended up going to the Oakland Raiders. He's a better center. But yeah, the guy that took his spot was a seventh round pick back in 2015 that had that one start in the NFL. The Chiefs saw enough out of him. They thought, okay, this guy can replace Mitch Morse. I found it interesting because, if anything, the Chiefs would want to have a capable center to be in front of Patrick Mahomes. I think that center is one of those positions that I consider a valuable position because it is that signal caller on the offensive line. But the fact they said, no, we don't have to have this guy back with our league MVP that's 23 years old because he can deal with any center. I just thought it was kind of interesting. But the Chiefs had to clear cap space. And that was Mitch Morse. I mean, they probably would have loved to have Mitch around here. He's a great guy, good for the community. He's a tremendous player, well-respected player within the organization. The Chiefs weren't just going to have the money to pay Mitch Morse. They needed money for the defense, like the Honey Badger.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Tyrann Mathieu joining the Chiefs here in a second, Jay. Before we move off of Mitch Morse, tell us about that injury that ended his season last year and any other injuries that he had during his time in Kansas City.
It's been kind of a concussion deal with Mitch. That's kind of been the thing. Like, he'd show up on the injury report, you know, having concussions, and that's basically his biggest problem, was just the concussions. I mean, you look at this year, back in October, you know, more concussion problems with Mitch Morse. But that's kind of been his biggest issue with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jay Binkley, 610 Sports in Kansas City, our guest here in the sports bar. Let's go back to Tyrann Mathieu here. Big signing last night. Does that mean necessarily that Eric Berry could be on his way out?
You know, I think it is. There's a lot of people that don't think it means Eric Berry's going to be out. Eric Berry, there's about $15 million in dead cap money. Once they signed that contract for him, they would have to eat that money. They'd be able to spread it over 2 years. But it's weird. They're really weird on Eric Berry. He was supposed to have surgery after the season. He didn't. This is a guy that was basically day-to-day all last year. I mean, Andy Reid would basically start every press call. Well, he was out there a little bit or whatever. He's day-to-day and then would never play. And, you know, he hasn't really played much with the contract, and they lose to the Chargers at the end of the game when he was out of the game because they were using him on a pitch count, so to speak. Personally, I think Steve Spagnuolo would rather move on from Eric Berry. I think they got a safety in the Honey Badger that could do a lot of different things for strong safety, the free safety, be that box safety they're looking for, a guy that even played linebacker a little bit last year with Houston. If Landon Collins would have signed with the Chiefs, I think that would have been a telltale sign that Eric Berry's gone. They're essentially same type of box safeties. But with the Honey Badger coming in, it could indicate that they don't want to eat that money. They don't want to eat that dead money. Granted, they can spread out over 2 years. There would be a small cap saving, but I'm not sure the owner would want to fork out all that money in dead space.
Yeah, and I think you could see a secondary where they coexist if Mathieu plays a lot of that slot corner, which he's been known to do as well.
Oh, they could.
But I also think that when you look into the crystal ball, Jay Binkley, 610 Sports Radio, Kansas City, you see massive paydays on the horizon for Tyreek Hill and, of course, eventually Pat Mahomes. Is Hill going to end up the highest paid receiver in the game, and what do you think the timetable is to get him under a new contract?
Yeah, I think the Antonio Brown thing was bad for Kansas City, to be honest with you, and Julio Jones and AJ Green and a bunch of other wide receivers. But yeah, I mean, here's a guy in Tyreek Hill that doesn't complain. That's the difference between he and Antonio Brown. He's not turned into that diva wide receiver yet. Hopefully it never happens. He's just not that type of guy. He loves playing here with Patrick Mahomes. And they're working on the contract. I mean, supposedly they've been working on this thing. And the good news is the breath of fresh air, and a big reason why John Dorsey's in Cleveland now as general manager and not in Kansas City. He was just terrible with the cap. I mean, John Dorsey's probably the guy that's wife takes over his checkbook because he was bad at that. But he admitted it. He was on with Mike Florio at the Combine, and he talked about how, you know, knowing Patrick Mahomes is going to break the bank. And they've been planning for that because he is going to break the bank and be the highest paid player in the NFL. So they're going to have to work on Patrick later. They still got him cheap this year. And two of the things, Chris Jones is just like Tyreek Hill, came out of the same draft. They weren't first round picks. So after 3 years, they could both get new contracts. We had 15.5 sacks last year. You know, that's an important player on the defense, but Tyreek Hill is just a different breed than other receivers because of that speed. I mean, other receivers have skills. Tyreek Hill, he's still getting better at wide receiver because he played both in college. But he's getting better, and his skills are getting more refined. Jalen Ramsey, you know, was joking this year that he made the Pro Bowl as a kick returner. Well, he made it as a wide receiver this year. He has developed that skill. But they're going to break the bank on Tyreek Hill. They're going to have to be creative like Washington was with Landon Collins. I mean, these salary caps are such a joke, guys. I mean, with teams that have no cap money, like the Chiefs, they don't have any cap money. The Redskins didn't either, but look, they found a way to get a $45 million guaranteed contract and only had to cost $7 million against the cap this year. I have a feeling he's not going to get Antonio Brown money, but it'll be slightly less.
Jay Binkley, what a line there. John Dorsey's wife handles a checkbook. See, you have something in common with an NFL GM, Danger.
That happened to me, too. You know, it's just irresponsible spending, and that's what John was with the Chiefs. Put on the gray sweatshirt, great talent evaluator. The money, by waiting a year for Houston, Barry, probably cost the Clark County owner around $25, $26 million. And, well, that will get you run every time.
Tell us about Dee Ford. What is the plan with Dee Ford in Kansas City right now?
We do not know. I mean, they're floating it out there. They're looking for a second-round pick. There's a lot of people under the wheel. Obviously, one of the teams that was really interested in them was the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, they've moved on, signing two pass rushers. because Mike Smith, who was the outside linebacker coach, get this, guys. The Chiefs had one linebacker coach, Gary Gibbs. In the NFL, they had one linebacker coach doing inside and outside, which are high schools around this town have inside and outside linebacker coaches. But they went last year to having two linebacker coaches, inside and outside. It was a brilliant strategy by the Chiefs and Bob Sutton. No, it's not a brilliant strategy. They should have been doing it a long time ago. But Mike Smith got the best out of Dee Ford. He's been a guy that's never fully developed when they drafted him out of the first round. Tom Bali got two extra contracts because he wasn't ready to play. Last year, he was ready to play. He became a different player. Now, does he need Mike Smith, his outside linebacker coach, because he was instrumental with him? He's in Green Bay now. There was that. That's why there was that flirtation with the Packers. They just don't know what to do with him. Spags doesn't know what to do with him. At Auburn, he had his hand in the dirt, and he could play that defensive end. Now, the Chiefs have classified him as a linebacker because it saves them about $1.8 million calling him a linebacker instead of a defensive end. But if the right taker's there, I think they will move him for a second-round pick because they got to get a lot fresher on the defense. But then again, where are you going to get your pass rushers? You know, last year, out of the top 20 sackers in the NFL, 14 of them were first-round picks. Four of them were second-round picks. Two of them are third-round picks. Meaning, if you're going to be a quality pass rusher in this league, you've got to be drafted early. And the Chiefs would have to spend their draft early on pass rushers and hope they could help them as rookies, unless they plan on, you know, scheming out where Tyrann Mathieu, they can blitz the passer and be creative with that. But they need to get to the quarterback. The last year they led the NFL in sacks, and look where it got them. It got them a loss to the Patriots. They couldn't play defense.
You can listen to Jay Binkley every night at 610 Sports Radio, Kansas City, on the radio.com app, our sister station. And Jay also putting out a mock draft. I know your mock draft 2.0 was posted earlier today. I saw it cross my news feed. I'm curious, Jay, what the Chiefs might be looking to do in the draft in terms of filling the hole left behind by Kareem Hunt.
Oh, you know what? That thing, yeah, thanks for shouting that out. Yeah, mock 2.0 dropped today. I love my mock drafts. I love mocking because when there's a time to mock, you just sit and you mock, right?
Yeah.
And I have him getting Alex Barnes. He's a running back out of Kansas State in the sixth round. Put up 34 bench press reps. They don't need to address running back in the draft as much. And running back has become such a dime a dozen position. I'm shocked that I would think that would have hurt Le'Veon Bell's chances, to be sure, because guys like Damien Williams come in here undrafted and are very efficient with the Kansas City Chiefs. They give him a new contract. Chris Carson in Seattle, a seventh-round pick, ran for over 1,000 yards last year. They go out and sign Carlos Hyde last week. And, you know, a very under-the-radar move. Didn't really pan out in Cleveland and Jacksonville. Had two really productive years in San Francisco. Him and then this guy named Daryl Williams, who was an undrafted player out of LSU a year ago, could actually put up more yards per carry at LSU than Darius Guy. They were in the same backfield back at LSU. So a lot of people think the Chiefs are going to go running back early. I don't necessarily think that's what they're going to do. They seem pretty content, you know, with the signing of Carlos Hyde, Damien Williams. I don't know if they truly value the running back position when you have a quarterback like Mahomes.
Jay, this is a team, as you know, one coin flip away perhaps from the Super Bowl. So you're close.
What other Ford offsides?
Or that too. What other areas in need are the Chiefs, whether it's in the draft or free agents? What other things should the Chiefs shore up to get over that hump?
Well, it's all about the defense. You know, they've had this weird deal, which is like the perfect storm. They've had two perfect storms. The first perfect storm was being able to have a guy like Pat Mahomes sit behind Alex Smith for a year and kind of learn the ropes, how to do it, how to be a pro, and have no attitude amongst the quarterback that this young guy is coming to take his job. But for a defensive or for a GM to spend 2 years on the draft working on the defense instead of getting weapons and pieces for a first-round quarterback that you drafted in Patrick Mahomes is pretty special, the fact that they don't have to say, all right, we need to draft wide receiver in the first round or second round. Now, they're eventually going to have to do that and start getting Patrick Mahomes weapons as guys continue. They were paying, listen to this, guys, they were paying $10 million total for Mahomes, Kareem Hunt, who led the NFL in rushing, Kelce and Hill. They were paying $10 million for all those guys. That's $1 million less than what you're paying your center, Mitch Morse.
Yeah, and you, I think Sammy Watkins was making more than all of them combined too.
When I
talk about the Chiefs of 2018, that's the stat that will always stick in my mind. That when you talk about successful teams, they find value, and you know they're also working under that thing that every NFL team wants, that rookie quarterback deal, that window of opportunity to build around, you know, the most important position on a football team. But the value that you got last year out of Mahomes, Hill, Hunt and Kelsey, it's remarkable, and I think that speaks more than anything as to why the Chiefs were as successful as they were last year.
That's why you got to strike when that window's open, guys. That's why the Chiefs have to do it this year, and they should have done it last year. I think Mahomes caught him by surprise how good he was. They should have switched defensive philosophies with bringing in Spags last year and getting rid of Sutton. Sutton was terrible. Two major comebacks against him, against the Titans and the Colts. In the postseason, he wasn't getting the job done. They couldn't stop the run. And these windows are short. Ask the Seattle Seahawks and John Schneider. They were able to win when you're paying Russell Wilson third-round money, or when you're paying the Legion of Boom, Richard Sherman, fifth-round money, or Byron Maxwell, fifth-round money, and Cam Chancellor, sixth-round money, and undrafted guys like Baldwin and Curse. You're able to win. But then you got to start paying the piper. And then once you start doing that, they just like the Kansas City Royals. They were able to win, and then they weren't able to pay Hosmer and Moose and all these guys and Lorenzo Cain. Guess what? Then you got to start over again. The Chiefs have to hit this window before they back the Brink truck up and pay Mr. Mahomes.
When you look at the other teams in your division, the Raiders, we talked about Brown, Denver bringing in Joe Flacco, the Chargers bringing in Davis. I mean, what is the gap right now between the Chiefs and the rest of the division, Jay?
I think it's pretty big, and I see the division starting to tiger-proof it, like golf courses did with Tiger Woods in his heyday. They're kind of Mahomes-proofing it. You know, Denver going defensive with head coach. I will be curious in the draft this year, the Mahomes-esque draft picks that the other division makes. The Chargers are the closest, obviously. Phillip Rivers, the second-best quarterback in this division, was the first, now the second. Denver just doesn't have a quarterback. They're a ways away, and I'm not sold on Derek Carr in Oakland. I think that team is building up for when they actually get to Las Vegas. I think with three first-round picks this year, two next year, Mike Mayock, see what they can do. I think the Raiders are going to be a threat for the Chiefs in the near future, but not next year. This AFC West should belong to the Kansas City Chiefs once again. It's the best coach-quarterback combination that the West has.
Love having Jay Binkley on in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. You can hear him again tonight at 610 Sports Radio Kansas City on the radio.com app, our sister station in Kansas City. Jay, it's always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time.
All right, my friends. I take care, and I'd like to be called your brother station.
My
but
there's
going to be your sister station.
You're right. You know what? You are our brother station.
You are brother,
and
Jay.
You are our brother, Jay. We appreciate you joining us.
All right, bros. We'll talk to you later.
Later. Jay Binkley, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City.
That doesn't make you feel good, does it, Bills? When you go back to the beginning of your interview, talking about Mitch Morris, nobody really torn up in Kansas City, and Mitch Morris walked out the door. And when you look at what Matt Paradis got from Carolina today.
Yeah.
3 years, 27 versus the 4 years, 44.5. The Bills pony up for Morris.
Now, Morris is a little bit younger.
Right.
And if concussions are the main source of his injury concerns, I mean, you know, obviously a concussion can happen anytime. Paradis coming off a torn ACL, a little bit more dicey. You don't really know what you're getting with that. You assume that, you know, you fully recover from a torn ACL. But it looks like if you compare the two centers side by side, the Carolina got the better value by getting Paradis. Paradis, by many, you know, rated the top center in free agency.
And the 1 year less on the deal, too.
Yes.
That's also big, too, that if this doesn't go correctly for Buffalo, we're talking about the the Mitch Morse contract in 2023. We don't want to be doing that.
All right. If you missed that conversation with Jay Binkley in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. We'll have it for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. We will try and get you caught up on all of today's events and NFL appetizers. The top stories from a crazy 24 hours in free agency. Appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouthwatering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
Oh, we've got tons of stuff, including scheduling info. Yes, we even have that today. Who's going to be playing in the Hall of Fame game? Yes, give me scheduling info. A lot of Bills news. Why this wasn't... We knew somebody was going to back out of a deal. We'll tell you why the New York Jets can't be too happy today. Where did Anthony Barr end up? It wasn't New York after all. Some news for the Packers, and of course, a lot of Buffalo Bills news and notes here coming up.
NFL appetizers next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus, on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.